The Lord invites us into the inner chambers, if you will, of the King of all kings, of the Lord of all lords, of the great I am, to converse with him so that out of the conversation, certain events would be changed. Certain things would be affected on the earth because of our conversation. From the beginning, it starts in Genesis chapter 1, and it goes to the end of the book, that God's primary design for us is to be a co-laborer. He didn't create us as robots and program us to do specific things. We are living entities who, through surrender, yield our will to his purposes. And we find that he shapes our heart and our mind, our thinking, until we become recalibrated in what his dream is for the planet. He said to pray for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can you imagine him saying, now pray this prayer, it's not going to happen, but it'll keep you busy. It'll keep you busy, keep you positive while nothing happens. And that's my design for you, is nothing happens. It's silly. We would never give an assignment like that in our own areas of responsibility. And the Lord gave us a specific assignment because of his dream. Praying his prayer links me to his dream, links me to his process, links me to engage with the one who can actually make these things happen that I cannot possibly make on my own. So we have an assignment to pray on earth as it is in heaven. We have this assignment through our engagement, our interaction with him, to actually have him fulfill the cries, the dreams of our heart. And that's part of the revelation of him as a father, is that the things that are prayed for actually happen. John 16 has this very important verse. There's four times in three chapters, John 14, 15, and 16, there's four times in those three chapters where the Lord says, ask for whatever you want and it'll be done for you. We know that's not an invitation to become arrogant and independent and selfish and build your own empire. What it is an invitation to die until you can represent his heart and see a continuous flow of answers to prayer that keep you filled with joy. God designed us. If look at it this way, he designed us with a capacity for overflowing joy. But he said the way you enter into the fulfillment of that capacity is through answers to prayer. So in John 16, it says, whatever you ask for will be done for you, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. So here's the process. Engage with this, pray till something happens, and the result of that is you're going to have absolute overflowing fullness of joy. It's the design. You're designed for joy. You're designed to pray and make a difference. And those two things working together keep you fulfilled. In Proverbs, it says, Proverbs 12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. The second part is as important. Desire realized is a tree of life. Desire realized is this life-giving fruit. Fulfilled desires, how are they fulfilled in the believer's life? Through prayer. It's the automatic implication that you engage with God and things happen because you met with him. And those responses from God, the fulfilled answers and dreams, that is the tree of life for you. So we were designed to live with ongoing answers to prayer. And the problem is, if I'm not getting answers to prayer, see, we tend to pray enough to ease our conscience, but not enough to make a difference. We have a lot of relief valves in our lives. When the Lord is moving us to pray for government, we tend to relieve the pressure by criticizing government. It eases the conscience just enough to remove the pressure, when actually the pressure was supposed to be a divine invitation to enter into the courts of God and make a difference through prayer. To stand before the Lord and to accuse people is a misuse of my authority. And he'll defend the person I'm accusing. Because he will not bless the curses of one of his priests, if you will. Because we're not given that assignment. So if I am designed to live with overflowing joy because of answers to prayer, and I'm not getting answers to prayer, then I have to get my joy from the discipline of prayer. If I get my joy from the discipline of prayer, then I'm training my heart to celebrate form and not impact. What is religion? Form without power. It's the beginning of the end when there's no answers to prayer and we have to find our joy in the fact I prayed. When we're actually designed by the Lord to see things happen around us.